Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. You gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, friends? Welcome to another edition of Coming Unstuck, the Step Up to Greatness podcast. I'm your host and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. Now, our goal here is to help get you past that feeling of being stuck, whether it be with your mindset, your health, or your career, and help you uncover that life of greatness that is waiting for you. I believe we all have that greatness within us, and I want to help give you the opportunity, the empower you to uncover that life of greatness. And today we're going to talk about 7 steps you can take to a more fulfilling life. Because this last year and a half has changed things for a lot of people. It's made us realize what we've been missing out on in life. It's made us value our relationships more, made us take a closer look at our jobs, our careers, where we want to be. It certainly made us take a closer look at our health. And we're going to take a look at how you can have a more fulfilling life. Are you feeling fulfilled? Do you feel like your life is great? That you're achieving greatness right now? I know there's certainly days where I'm not feeling my greatest. Thankfully, those are just days. And the goal is to get them fewer and farther between, where I'm not feeling great. And we're going to go over some of those steps to make sure those days of feeling great, of feeling fulfilled, being happy when you come home, or even when you go to work, that you are feeling joy and all the great things that are possible to feel. So, 7 steps to a more fulfilling life. First one is, some people find it kind of hokey to do this or a little silly. But it's to create a dream board, a vision board. And if you haven't heard of what a dream board or vision board is before, it's you're basically taking at what you want out of life, whether it be your dream car, your dream career, your dream house, your dream body, whatever it may be, all those different things. And you put them on a poster board or a bulletin board. It's something you look at every day and to motivate you to work towards how you can achieve those different things. And why people think it's kind of hokey or silly to do that, I don't know. I think having something to focus on is a great thing to have. And sometimes those dream boards can also consist of your past memories. Something, you know, maybe you put on that quarantine 15 and more, and you want to drop some pounds and get a healthy body. Maybe you had your ideal body back in college or the years after, and you want to get back to that. Maybe you used to be a marathon runner or just runner in general, or a biker or anything like that. And life has tossed many things your way where you don't get to do that stuff anymore, or you haven't put in that time to do that anymore. So having a dream board full of those things that you want out of life, that you want in life, is a great thing to have. And here at Step Up to Greatness, I have my own version. It's called my PGM. It's my personal greatness meditation that I do with my clients. And it's like a dream board, but it's actually a literary depiction of a dream board, where I would actually go over with my clients, look at what it is you want out of life. You know, we look at different categories on a scale of 1 to 10, like your relationships, your health, your career. And we rate them where you currently are at on a scale of 1 to 10. And then I dare my clients to dream, okay, what would a perfect 10 look like to you in this category? So once we go through the different categories on that, I take all the information I've been given and I create a day in the life of a perfect 10 for that individual. And it's really powerful. If you go to my website, stepuptogreatness.com, and click on the personal greatness meditation or just other areas of my website, you could see some of the testimonials I've gotten from people. They're powerful, they're emotional. That I usually will see or hear a sigh, a tear. It's something really powerful, and I would love to go over that with you. So if that's something you're interested in, definitely contact me, Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. But step one to more fulfilling life is dream and have a visionary or literary depiction of that dream. Oh, and that's the other part with the personal greatness meditation. I print it out for you or send it to you in a Word file and audio file. I can record it, and so you can read it and or listen to it every day. So that's something powerful. So have that dream board somewhere you'll see it every day and give you something to focus on. So when you go out into your day, you can think about, okay, is this moving me closer to my dream? Is the actions I'm doing today getting me closer to that? Second step towards a more fulfilling life, find meaning in your work. How do you feel about your job, about what you're doing? Are you passionate about it? Is something you were ever passionate about? Do you enjoy your job? Or do you go in and the minute you clock in or get there, you think, oh, can't wait to go home? Okay, hold up. I want to talk to you about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. So you got to find meaning in your work. How can you make your work feel more fulfilling again if you've lost some of that luster, some of that happiness and joy that you used to put into your work all the time? How can you get some of that back? Can you take a newer person under your wing and show them some of the ropes? Can you talk to your supervisors and bosses about ways that you can innovate and bring new things to the table and branch out? What can you do to make your work more meaningful for you? one way to do that is to approach your work with a get to versus a have to mindset. So instead of thinking of a task of I have to do this, oh man, I have to do this. I have to, for instance, I've been doing some painting. Oh, I have to paint 2 coats on this wall. I have to paint the bathrooms. I have to do that. Well, you know what? I get to make this apartment brand new, sparkling clean for the next person. And this might be their first home that they get to live in. I get to make it look nice for them. So that's just one instance. What's a get to versus have to that you can apply to your work to make it more meaningful to you? Number 3, focus on your relationships. Could be with your partner, could be with your parents, could be with your kids if you have them. Heck, it could even be with your pets. There's a meme or a mug, a t-shirt, whatever you want to call it, a bumper sticker, you've probably seen it. Be the person to your pets that they already think you are. Your pets give you unconditional love, and sometimes we neglect our pets. Not in the way that we see in the ASPCA commercials or anything like that, but sometimes we just don't give them the love and attention that they need and deserve. Sometimes we don't give our spouses or partners the love and attention that they deserve. So take a look at your relationship with especially your primary relationships, your partner, your kids, your parents, your brother, sister, and rate that on a scale of 1 to 10. Why is it that number for you, and how can it be better? What can you do to make it closer to 10? Have you spent some time with them lately? Have you gone on an adventure with them? Have you even just talked to see how they're doing? So take a closer look at your relationships and see how those can help you have a more fulfilling life. Speaking of relationships, you might want to cultivate a more exciting, energizing social life. I know it's been extremely hard the last year and a half, depending on how much you've been quarantining and following guidelines and doing different things, but there's still opportunities to have a more engaging social life, even if you can't see people in person. I know last year during the height of the pandemic, our church that I go to, our youth pastor, he actually was doing a lot of online games with the youth. And that was a lot of fun. I got to participate in that as well as a kind of an online chaperone and just engage with the young kids and play different games online. I know plenty of people have cocktail hour via Zoom with their friends that are not only nearby, but all over the country. And it's probably cheaper to have cocktail hour at home. I'm sure there's other ways to watch videos, movies online. I know I've seen like apps or software that you can invite a family member to watch a movie with you. You're watching both at the same time and sharing that. I'm sure you can do that through Zoom and other ways as well. I'm not that tech savvy with it, but there are ways to do that. So there's still plenty of ways to connect and have an exciting social life. And of course, there's ways to do that safely out in public. I'm so excited that concerts are happening again. Yes, there are health guidelines that you have to follow to go to the concerts now that Delta is ramping up. And it's, not normally something that I'd want to do, but for me, concerts and shows and stuff like that are something that brings me joy. That's my release. That's it's my happy place. And getting to go to those places, even if I have to wear a mask or whatever it may be, I'll do it because I just want to be in my happy place again. So really cultivate a more engaging social life. So we're a little about halfway through this list of 7 steps to a more fulfilling life. Again, we have create a dream board, something you can look at every day, or contact me for a personal greatness meditation. 2, find meaning in your work. How can you make your work more meaningful? Bring that passion back that you once had for your job. Focus on your relationships, and then have a more engaging social life. So there we go. The first 4 of 7 steps to a more fulfilling life. Next, recharge your battery. It is so important that you take time to rest. I was just talking about my happy place, the things that bring me joy. That's part of the rest. That's how you fill your battery, things that bring you energy and make you feel more alive. So recharge your battery. Do the things that make you happy, bring you more joy. I did a video on my YouTube channel, Step Up to Greatness, being my YouTube channel. Something about green versus red. The things that give you energy are green. Things that take your energy are red. So you always want to make sure that you have a surplus of green activities versus the red. Of course, I'm wearing a red shirt today, but I like the color red. Red's a good color. So that's another one. Just how do you recharge your battery? Do you get massages? My wife and I have gotten a package for a local masseuse, and we've split the packages or the number of sessions between us. So every other month we're getting a massage, and that's been really helping revitalize our health. Are you seeing a doctor regularly? Are you going on walks in the park, having serenity, things that bring you joy that way, or recharge your battery that way? So recharge your battery is another one. Next, you have learning and growth. A good friend and mentor and former boss of mine, Brett Castor, always said, if you're not growing, you're dying. And that's so true. We should always be learning in our life. We should always be trying to improve because none of us are perfect. So once we stop trying to improve, then we're basically looking at that. So what is it that you are wanting to learn more about? Are you seeking knowledge? Why or why not? I know for me, I want to get better at my coaching. I want to find new ways to connect with my clients. I want to find new ways to connect with you. I'm always looking at new software, whether it be for podcasting, videos, interacting through the internet as well. Again, I'm not the most tech savvy person. I'm behind on the whole TikTok and Reels thing, and I'm kind of looking at it, but it might be a minute still before I get into it. And by then, something new will be up anyway, so whatever. But I'm still trying to learn about these different things. So what are you doing to grow and to improve and to bring more knowledge about in your life? Ask yourself that. What can you do to learn and grow more? Lastly, to have a more fulfilling life, try something new. Do more new things that you have not done before. Bring some excitement into your life. It doesn't have to be jumping out of an airplane or bungee jumping, but you know, there's plenty of things to do in the towns that we all live in, or the surrounding cities and towns that we live in. There's adventures abound anywhere you look. And it could even be as simple as taking a new route to work or home from work, just driving and see where you go. Maybe pack your car for a weekend and just get in the car and drive and see where that takes you. but have some adventure and do new things. Or do something you haven't done in a while, something that used to bring you joy. I said earlier, if you were someone that liked riding bikes or going for runs, get some new running shoes and start running again. Start going for bike rides. Find a local group that meets to go meet, you know, join a running club or biking club. Or there's plenty of ways to meet and do new things. Eventbrite, and there's other networking groups and stuff online that you can find activities that are new and exciting. So find new activities to do, or get into some older ones that you used to enjoy doing, that used to bring you joy and passion, and see if that's still there. My wife has recently started looking at some local dance studios that teach beginners tap. She used to be into tap dancing, and something she's always wanted to get back into, and she's starting to look at doing that for herself. And I'm excited for her. I think that should be fun. You know, when I worked at the YMCA, I got into playing basketball pretty regularly with some guys, and that would come there and play softball leagues and do different things that way. And I'm, again, excited to go back to concerts. And again, I've tried new software for my podcasting and video making. Try new things. Find groups online. Whatever it may be, but try something new or do something old that you haven't done in a while and find that joy again. So there you have my 7 steps to a more fulfilling life. I hope that they have resonated with you. If there's one that sticks out to you more than any of the others, definitely let me know. Whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on, I would love to hear from you. You can always reach out to me, Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. If you are listening or watching somewhere that you can leave a comment or review, I would love to hear from you that way as well. And please feel free to share this. Don't feel free. Please share this with your friends and family, especially those you think that this would resonate with or could help them through some possibly tough times that all of us have been experiencing. I thank you for tuning in and look forward to talking to you next time. And one more thing is, if you would like to be a guest on the podcast, if you have a story about coming unstuck, working through some tough times, or even just restarting, like starting over, and you think other people would find your story useful, I would love to talk to you. If you're interested in my personal greatness meditation, reach out as well. And that's going to be it for now. So thank you again for tuning in. Keep moving forward. Step up to greatness. Get out of here. Go be great. Peace. What's going on, everyone? Dustin here, wanting to say thank you again for checking out my podcast. Be sure to leave a review or comment on this episode on your favorite podcast provider. And be sure to subscribe and share with your friends that you think would find this information useful. In the meantime, keep moving forward and step up to greatness.